This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. Se'if Beis, yesterday we learned remaining in a shul is just being in a shul is a mitzvah. Like it says, Ashrei Yoshvei Beisecha. Sif Beis, Yesh Oimrim, Shema Shashanina B'Kedushas Batei Midrashas Roitzo Loimar Shorabim, Dumya D'Beis HaKnesses. Some say that which we learned about Kedushas Batei Midrashas, that's only of a rabbim. But let's say you have an office and you learn in it. Are you allowed to bring your phone into it? Because you wouldn't bring your phone into a base medrash, obviously. But someone who's koveya a base medrash in their house, letzarkai ain't like kedusha kokach. It doesn't have so much kedusha. It has kedusha, but it doesn't have so much kedusha. Says Mishnah Berurah letzarkai, avalem hikdish. Bayis letzorech rabim lomoid bay. If you sanctified a house for the tzibur to learn, afilu im ein misvalim shom klal, even if they don't daven there at all, yesh olav kedushas beis hamedrash. Va'ayin lekaman besimun kufnun gimel sivches l'inyan beis haknesses v'adin l'inyan zeh. What we see from here, a chiddush noira, that if a yachid is koivea a makam in his bias to learn, it has some kind of kedusha, but it's not like a beis haknesses shel rabim. However, the Magen Avraham points out that when the Mishnah Berurah says, the Magen Avraham points out, this din, that a Beis HaMedrash of a Yachid, is Ein Loi Kedusha Kol Kach, it means Ein Loi Kedusha Kol Kach, like a Beis HaMedrash of a Rabbim, but it still has more Kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. Which means, then you shouldn't bring your phone into your office if it's designated for learning. You hear this? The makom that you're koiveya to learn, the Magen Avraham says that you're allowed to make a beis haknesses, a beis hamedrash, but there's a shaila if you're allowed to make a beis haknesses, a beis hamedrash shel yachid. There, in a certain way, if you look earlier in the Ramah and Siman Sadi, Siman Yud Ches, there is a tzad, it's better to daven in a makom meyuchad le toira biyechidos than in a beis haknesses biyechidos. All we're bringing out is that the amakim that a person learns, even if it's not larabim, has significant kedusha. Okay? A designated place where you learn, let's say you have a base medrash in your house, it has significant kedusha. It does not have the status of base medrash to rabim, but it has a status of base medrash to yachid. And that is a status. There is a status of base medrash to yachid. Okay, Siv Gimel. Ein yishenim bebeis haknesses afilu shnas arai, avu beis hamedrash ikar, avu beis hamedrash mutter. You don't sleep in a beis haknesses, even a nap, even to doze, but a beis hamedrash is permitted. Ein yishenim, umayri ba'anoshim da'alma, avu l'tamil chacham kishalaymeid sham, a tamil chacham when he's learning there, kvar beyarnu besiv katan vav deshari. We already said earlier that it's permitted. That's why the Mechaber said earlier, Tami Chacham et Tami Dem Mutarm Lechav Lishtais. Mishnah Berurah said, V'adin Lishayin Deshari. The logic is, let's say, you know, you went to learn in the shul. You have to learn something for 2 hours. So you're tired. If you go home, until you get home, and it's going to be a 45-minute ordeal. You put your head down in the shul. It's 10 minutes. It's mutter. But it sounds like only... Here the Mishnah Berurah is saying only a Talmud Chacham. Earlier he said... that it could be someone who's loymade sham. Someone who's... Anoshim haloymdim sham bekfiyus lo'olam shas hadchaku. Okay. Avo bebeis hamedrash mutter, ratzoloymer shnas arai. Shnas arai you're allowed to. You're allowed to take a nap. But to come in with your pajamas and your shlufkapel and your teddy bear and your comfort blanket into the shul with a sleeping bag, that you know how to do. They say, well, what are you doing? I'm going to sleep. You can't do that. Rabbi Kiv Eger questions this heter. Ve'efshur, the kivan shebeis hamedrash asoi lishoy sham zman harbe lomoid v'lishmaya devrei Torah v'kasha lizor mishinas arai. Says Rabbi Kiv Eger, since the beis hamedrash is made to spend a lot of time there, and to hear a long-winded drashos, kashal izar mishnah. So you're going to tell people that there's a Shabbos Shuva drasha now. It's a two-hour drasha. You say shnas arai is aser, not shayach. Al kein loy asru zel l'shem adam. Ulatamid chacham haloy mid sham bekvias mutar afilu shinas keva. Talmid chacham learns that always he could even go to sleep shinas keva. Kei mashma b'lavosh. So in a Beis Medrash, again, the Mechaber said you don't sleep in a Beis HaKnesses, even Shena Sarai. And then the Mishnah Berurah says a Talmud Chacham could sleep, that's even in a Beis HaKnesses. In a Beis HaMedrash, Mutter Shena Sarai. Rabbi Kiv Eger questions that, but he says that maybe because it's E-Efsher, Shnas Arai is mutter. And a Talmud Chacham who learns their Bekvias, even Shenas Keva is mutter in a base medrash. In a base Knesses, even Shenas Arai. What about a classroom of children? Does that have Kedushas Beis HaMedrash? Yes. Yes. And the Sefer Chesav Alafim says maybe it's even Gedoy Lo Yoyser may Beis HaMedrash. Shal Shachuvus Ma Bit, Shal Shachuvus Ma Rash Engel, Shal Shachuvus Tzor Yaakov, Yesh Lahem Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. I don't know if that's Pasha. According to that, are they allowed to, you know, then they're allowed to learn their Limudei Chol there? So Rabbi Tzion Abba Shol says the minog is mimekel because the limudei chol is letzorech limudei kodesh. But l'chachila they should learn limudei chol in a different classroom. What about in the blotcher room? You know, in yeshivas they have like these rooms for the blotcher, but they're only there an hour a day. Rav Nissen Karlot says it's like a Beis Medrash. Okay. Weiter. Sif. Dalet. Letzorech Beis HaKnesses Mutar Lachav Lisham B'Secher. For the sake of the shul, you're allowed to eat and sleep there. U'mitam Zeh Yishen and Belel Yom HaKmer Beis HaKnesses. For this reason, we could go to sleep the night of Yom Kippur in the shul. Afilu tzorech mitzvah acheres kagoyin shenikbatzim la'aber hashanah beis haknesses, or for another mitzvah. Let's say they gather to be ma'aber the shana, mutar lachol sham, you're allowed to eat there. Says Mishnah Berurah, letzorech beis haknesses kagoyin mi sheshoimer oisa yuchai gavna. Let's say the guard So then he's allowed to sleep there, he's allowed to eat there. He shouldn't bring his bed in there. That he could bring his bed in there. We sleep there the night of Yom Kippur. Why? You have to make sure the candles don't get knocked over. The Rama says that if you're going to sleep in a shul, you should try to be rachayk me'arin kodesh. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says, yesh lacha shema yavali de hafacha. You might pass gas, that won't be respectful for the arayin. La'aber ashan ayim b'magim r'mshevi b'shem hagoy smak lo'yhutar besudas mitzvah. A sudas mitzvah in a shul is only mutter, elekagoyin sudas ibur shana. For example, the suda of being ma'aber the year, she'em ba kalas roish, she'ois ha'asur b'pas v'kidneyas bovad, v'ratzolam ala fuke sudas mitzvah she'esh ba'y shichros, asur av b'beis ha'medrash. So the only kind of suda you're allowed to do is a lousy suda. You know, where you serve bread and legumes. So nobody's speaking dvarim b'telem, they just want to get it over with. But a nice fancy suda, you know how to do.
On Purim, they sometimes turn the base medrash into a...
No, they should not do that. Purim? No.
I know a place in Forest Hills used to do that.
No. Not anymore. Umikamakam hanoigim lahakalasi sudasiyam hashas v'beis hamedrash Maruva. What about a place that they make a siyam hashas and they don't have a roomier spot? Ein limchos biyadam. We're not going to protest. They have what to rely on. As I pointed out, this is maybe the shita of the Ramban that letzorech the Beis Hakneses you're allowed to. The Baragola says it's a shita that goes maimini. Rav Moshe says there's a third lenient opinion, and that is Rashi. Rashi holds straight up, you're allowed to eat in the shul. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't hold that way. Says Rav Moshe, the minhag is to be lenient. Now this is very important, because this is the source of what a minhag is. What does it mean, what the minhag is to be lenient? The minhag is to follow the shita of Rashi. Minhag means when the custom is to follow a ruling of the Rishonim that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't necessarily follow. So the Shulchan Aruch does not paskin like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch only allows eating Litzarech the Beis HaKnesses. And Rav Moshe says, what's the proof that there's a minhag? Rav Moshe says, the proof is from Tikkun. Even though many people like to think it's a mitzvah, let them think that. Don't fight with them. They think it's a mitzvah to feed people high caloric Danishes in the morning and drink alcohol. Zol zayin azoy. But there's no mitzvah. It's not a doiraisa. It's not a drabanan. It's not anything. In fact, somebody commented yesterday, actually, these guys were going home. They'd be better off going home. Now they're staying in the shul and they're schmoozing politics because you gave a tikkun. So who exactly are you doing a favor for? It's an Eloi Neshama for the rabbi that you're making a tikkun for, that people should sit around talking politics at his tikkun. Better off they go home. But Rav Moshe says, that's a raya. The minhag is that we're not makbid on eating in the shul.
Why would you say that they made the shul out tonight that they can eat? Because anyone who opens up shul today, you're going to get
sick. You want to know, does a tnai help for achila? I don't know. We didn't really have the halachas of tnaim. If I'm not mistaken, a tnai doesn't help for achila. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, we'll see next week in Sif Yud Aleph. Tnai only helps b'chorbanon, but not b'yishuvan. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, tnai doesn't do anything. Rashi holds tnai helps. Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin like Rashi. Rav Moshe says the minhag is to follow Rashi. Shulchan Aruch holds tonight does nothing. I think one time we need to, maybe one of the shiurim will dedicate just to the sugya of Tanai, and then just to have an understanding, where does Tanai come in, and what is the Shulchan Aruch paskin, and all the leniencies that we hear about are really not lefi the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So it's kedai tin.
America, or is it Moshe is only for America for this inyan?
L'chayra only America. We'll see. Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman may be lenient even in Eretz Yisrael, but. For sure, according to Rav Moshe, in America.
The reason that there's to the end of 45, I think he's talking about bringing an animal into the business. It says in Chutz Laaretz, Shal Tanayim Asuyim, and this is Ligar Me'achil Rishpia.
Yeah, but what does the Dershu have to do with the Mishnah Berurah?
I think he's
quoting Rav Moshe. I know, he's quoting Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a watchdog, right? But the Shulchan Aruch does not use Tanay. The Shulchan Aruch does not. You'll see, Sif Yud Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Tanai only helps B'chorbanan, not B'yishuvan. Yeah? The Gemara Megillah talks about Tanai, but it's not clear, when does a Tanai help? Shulchan Aruch holds Tanai only works when the shul is destroyed. It doesn't make anything lenient when the shul is standing. That's the Mechaber Shita. Rav Moshe has a chiddush that the minhag is not like the Shulchan Aruch. But so who is it like? So that's what I'm saying. There's a third sheet of Rashi. So all the dirshu notes are not lefi. That's why, you know, when I say it's, what does it have to do with the Mishnah Berurah, I'm very serious. It's not a commentary on the Mishnah Berurah. It's just liyadiyah, but the Shulchan Aruch is not working with that. Okay. Sifhei, how you basically know the shnei psachim? If the shul has two doors, lo yikanes bezal la'asoyes derech latzeis bapesach hasheni lekatzer darkai. You need to get from the back of Central Avenue to the front of Central Avenue. There's a store, so you're going to go. There's a shul. You're going to go through the back of the shul and leave the front of the shul. So you're going to use the shul as a shortcut. Can't do that. What if there was that shortcut existed before they built the shul? Now the shul interfered with your shortcut. You're allowed to. What if you didn't go in to take it as a shortcut? You went in to daven, and now mincha's over. You could go out the more convenient exit. Mutar lasa sederach. When you enter to daven, it's permitted to someone who entered one door to go out the other door. Okay, we'll explore that more next week. Okay? Okay, so you ready for what we're going to do now?
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.